Well, earlier this week, emerging OECD proposals on taxation caused some to worry about the future for Ireland, given our dependence on multinational corporations. They threaten big changes to the corporate tax regime that could have an enormous effect on our economy. Well, to discuss the implications, we're joined by Fergal O'Rourke, who's head of PricewaterhouseCoopers Tax Services in Ireland, and Jim Stewart, who's a professor of finance at Trinity College in Dublin. Jim, I think we mentioned in the beginning this was a ticking tax time bomb. Would you see it like that?
Yes, it is. And I think that there will be changes. And by the way, it's not just coming from the OECD, it's also coming from the IMF in relation to less developed countries. I think it will definitely have a change on the Irish tax regime, and in particular on the EMEA type structure, switching profits into Ireland. And I think the other thing that is at risk is the bi-location strategies, that the idea that a company can be incorporated in Ireland but registered for tax purposes in another country. And in the famous case of Apple, it wasn't registered anywhere, it was stateless.
Is it possible to explain simply to people what is the proposal that's causing the biggest concern here and how it is causing
the concern? There are actually a number of proposals. And I think a good way, if I might just illustrate, a good way of illustrating it is the Apple case. Because Apple made huge profits in Ireland, $22 billion, paid $10 million in tax. And in the Senate subcommittee in the US did an investigation of Apple, and they famously asked him, "Where are you located?" And Apple replied, "We have not reached a determination as to where we're located, but we have reached a determination that we're not located in Ireland." Now, this is obvious nonsense. Now, if you think about Apple subsidiaries, they're incorporated in Ireland. That means the accountant's located in Ireland, the auditor's located in Ireland, resident in Ireland, the books of accounts in Ireland. And one subsidiary had nearly 2,500 employees. So they pay PAYE. And we know from the Australian accounts that of Apple Sales International, they also pay VAT. So look, for a lot of intents and purposes, you are actually located here. So there are huge problems, I think, that have arisen from the Apple. And the Apple case had huge reverberations for taxation and really drew attention to the collapse in the international corporate tax system.
Fergal O'Rourke, obviously, I mean, it is a new thing that we're grappling with, because it was only 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago we were celebrating 25 years of the internet. And these companies are making hay while we're all getting used to this new world. They're selling things in one country and locating in another country, and next thing they're nowhere and so on. It's 21st century, but 20th century tax law.
Exactly, and that's a phrase I use quite a bit. In fact, today, the announcements this week really had nothing to do with sort of things we're chatting about there a minute ago. I do describe it as 21st century business models and 20th century tax principles. If you look at international tax norms that emerged over the last 100 years, it was around a goods economy. And the idea, take a mail order business. If you had a mail order business in Ireland and you were selling into England, you didn't actually create a taxable presence in England, because you didn't have boots on the ground, people, you know, concluding contracts. And for 100 years, the tax principles were you paid tax where you concluded your sales, where you had your assets, your functions, your risks, your activities. So a mail order business wasn't liable to tax in a foreign country because it didn't have a presence there. That's 20th century tax rules. You come forward to the 21st century, and with one or two clicks on your tablet, you can download a song, a book. And you, so the ability of a company to penetrate a market from one location across many, many millions of consumers now exists that didn't exist 15 or 20 years ago. So you have 20th century tax principles and 21st century business models, and you're now finding the fault lines emerging between the two. And at its very simplest, the OECD's proposal during the week is saying, look, for nearly 100 years, you've paid tax where you're set up, where your functions, your risks, your activities are. And for the first time, they're introducing, which is an acceptable philosophical debate, should you pay some tax where your customers are? And that is a fundamental change of this. And it's one part, yes, the report issued during the week is one part of a 16-strand approach which the OECD are currently taking, looking at the 21st century tax model.
I'm struck by a term that you used. You said it was an acceptable debate.
Philosophical debate.
Many people would think it's absolutely necessary. No, I mean, it's crazy that these companies can basically be living in cyberspace and located nowhere and pay nothing.
But the point I'm trying to make is, those rules that permitted that evolved over 100 years, over a period of 100 years since the second. In fact, at the end of the First World War really was the first evolution of cross-border taxation, dealing primarily in goods. So if you're a digital company and the tax law says you have to have a presence in a country before you'd pay tax there, but your business model allows you to set up in one location, why would you have to go? But so when I say it's an acceptable philosophical debate, business models have moved beyond tax law. And what this OECD programme is that tax law is now trying to catch up. And in fact, I'd be slightly contrarian on this. I believe this is all good news for Ireland at the end of the day, because when the dust settles from the OECD process and indeed from US tax reform, because the US are looking at reforming their system entirely, I believe if we go forward 4 or 5 years, you will have tax havens will be out of business. You won't be allowed to locate your intellectual property in a location with no tax. I think you will have to have your intellectual property aligned to where your substance of your business is. And I think all this will be good news for Ireland. We'll have a low tax rate, substantial operations here. So I think it's good news for Ireland in the long run.
Jim, good news?
I'm not so sure about that. But can I just disagree with Fergal on one issue? I think one of the issues is that where a company is located for corporate tax purposes has, by lobbying and because of the OECD's own rules, become extremely ambiguous. The rule in Ireland is that if you're incorporated in Ireland, you're subject to corporate tax in Ireland, except for wholly owned subsidiaries of multinational companies. And then different rules apply. And there's the management and control rules. Now, these are extremely ambiguous. So there's a whole set of other rooms called permanent establishment. There's a simple rule in the double taxation treaty, but there's 83 pages of detailed stuff about where you're located. And that is the essence of the problem. The OECD has allowed us to develop, and people like PwC have been arguing on behalf of their clients that, no, this clause applies and that clause applies. And that's where the OECD is saying, we're going to change this definition of a permanent establishment so that you're located on specific purposes. And this is, by the way, the OECD is playing catch-up. A study done by PwC, a survey of 200 companies across 11 countries, discovered that 37% of their dispute with tax authorities in relation to the location of a permanent establishment, where you're located for corporate tax purposes. And in fact, this is the change that's taking place. Tax authorities are losing huge amounts of corporate tax revenue and VAT, and they've decided, look, this is enough. We're going to decide where you're located and you'll pay tax there. And this is the implication for Ireland, and it will have an implication for Ireland in the EMA structure. I think it boils down to, are you here because of the tax regime? If you're here because of the tax regime, then you're vulnerable. If the tax regime is number 4 or 5, then you'll probably stay here. But there are risks there. There are also risks as to what will actually happen, because I think Ireland will oppose these, obviously. The Netherlands and Luxembourg will oppose them. And the US position, I think, is rather ambiguous, because the US actually does quite well out of the current tax regime. Google and Apple pay tax, but they pay tax in the US. They do not pay tax outside the US, and that's one of the problems. These are, after all, American companies, a lot of American employment. And if they repatriate profits to the US, then they pay tax on that. So the American shareholders. So there's a bit of ambiguity in relation to the US position, despite what the Senate subcommittee said.
Yeah, no, Jim is mixing up two or three different things there. We won't go into technicalities, but Jim makes a very valid point. Every country is out to protect their own national self-interest. And the idea that there's some philanthropic body saying we should equalise global tax is rubbish. Every country is doing the maths. And the most common example of this, you'll be familiar, George, a couple of years ago, the concept of the common consolidated corporate tax base was been mooted in Europe, which broadly speaking would seek to locate profits where your customers are. Germany was a massive proponent of this, until it did the maths and found out Germany would lose. And suddenly Germany very quietly went into reverse and said, we're not supporting this anymore. So ultimately, this is not about a purist debate. This is about 34 countries in the OECD working out what's best for us. And Ireland rightly is protecting its own national self-interest.
Well, Fergal, if what people have read in recent years and recent weeks and months suggests that these multinational companies are paying very little corporate tax here. So what difference will it make to us if they jack up the corporate tax on them? Or if they take the tax away? It's not much.
So why
should we worry? Is it really that critical for us?
No, I actually believe, as I say, I've taken a slightly contrarian view. I believe in the medium term, in the next 4 or 5 years, all this will be positive for Ireland, because it will collapse many sort of structures that multinationals use, and Ireland will benefit. Because people, when they talk about Ireland being a tax haven, like to ignore the fact that about 10% of the workforce in Ireland is employed by foreign direct. We have substance and activities here. It's not fly-by-nights we have.
OK. Last quick word, Jim.
The thing that would worry me is that tax advisors would develop new tax strategies. That is the real worry, that it's a game that's being played. And in this game, tax authorities are going to have far less resources than is available to big multinational companies.
Well, we will keep this watching this. I have no doubt that this will be a very live issue for some months to come, and there's very big national interest in it indeed. Fergal O'Rourke and Jim Stewart, thank you both very much indeed.